USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden touting the economic accomplishments of his administration while bashing proposals from House Republicans.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming online. People are back to work. Families are breathing just a little bit easier, as my dad would say.
In a speech at a Steamfitters Union Hall in Springfield, Virginia, Biden took credit for continued job growth, the falling inflation rate, and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of the last year. He added wages are growing faster than inflation. Manufacturing jobs are up. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher after the release of a strong GDP report. Tesla gave the Nasdaq a boost after reporting record revenue and good earnings. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 204 points to 33,948. The S&P 500 gained 44 points to 4060. The Nasdaq jumped 199 points to 11,512. The five former Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols are facing murder charges. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after the January 7th traffic stop involving the black officers. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy called it a tragedy.
We're here today because of a tragedy that wounds one family deeply, but also hurts us all.
A Democratic senator is criticizing Russia for using a private military company in its invasion of Ukraine. New Jersey's Bob Mendez says it's a sign of President Vladimir Putin's weakness. The Treasury Department has designated the private military company as a transnational criminal organization. 16-week-old conjoined twins in North Texas are now separated. Amy Lynn and Jamie Lynn Finley were delivered by C-section in early October, joined from their breastbones to their navels, sharing a liver. And now they're sleeping in separate beds. This is USA News.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
American Airlines is reporting a full-year profit for the first time since just before COVID-19. The air carrier says its net income last year was $127 million. CEO Robert Isom noted it's the first time that American has seen a profit since 2019. The man who stopped the Southern California mass shooter from opening fire at a second dance hall will be honored this weekend. Brandon Say will be honored at the Alhambra Lunar New Year Festival on Sunday. Say wrestled the gun away from the shooter when he stormed into the dance hall about 20 minutes after the mass shooting in Monterey Park. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Holmes says he will play despite his injury. Julio Flores has more.
The Chiefs star quarterback is leaving a little doubt in his availability for the AFC Championship game against the Bengals in Kansas City Sunday night. Patrick Mahomes spoke to the media on Wednesday and said he's ready to go. The QB suffered a high ankle sprain during the team's divisional round playoff win over the Jaguars last weekend. Mahomes returned in the second half and led the Chiefs to a 27-20 victory. The quarterback said his ankle is doing good and he's feeling a lot better than he expected. Mahomes was a full participant at Wednesday's practice.
A couple of downtown Petaluma favorites are up for sale. The owners of McNear Saloon and Dining House in the Mystic Theater have put the businesses on the market as they plan to retire. The pair of local attractions have been bringing in community downtown for over three decades. Dave Collins, USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Rolls on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.